here on that, have it Gimel Amid Aleph. Around the 20 lines, I think, from the bottom. Omar Rabbaye Vizitaine Rabbi Yehuda. Hamse Chute Havi. There are five Chutin in the Behemoth. Tlosso Mishim Tarbe. Three of these five Chutin are also with our Chute Chayle. The train mishum dome. And two are also out damp, they're not chaylet, but they're damp. They're damping them from a mele in order to be permitted to eat them. You have to make chitta from a liche. Betachli, the chutin in the trail, or the kafli, the chutin that go into the ksolim. Put the kolisa, the chutin in the kuya, mishum tarbe. This is also al tchela. The yada, but the chutin that are on the yacht of the behemoth, the deloya, is the jaw of the behemoth, mishum dama, these chutin are also al dam. That means all five chutim are also, but they're also, three are also al-chaylev, and two are also al-chaylev. L'may not the meaning, but they're also, so the Gemara says, Hani, the Mishum Domo, those that are also al-chaylev, the Mechatech Lehu, so if you'll make quits in them, Umar Lech Lehu, Shatter Domo. Then it's very good. Hanoch, Lefel, Takante, but the three which are also al-Chaylev, there's no Takone whatsoever. But what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Hey, Chutim, have a Hema Kaimai, Ubehem Chutim, Shall Isa, the Tachla, the Tchel of the Sling, the other to the Yat, who the Loya Shebelechi, the Chutin Dachin who the Kachoshe, Vilkach Beitoni Nizrikei at Tabu, which means these are larger than, that Hemi Shemdam, but he's only speaking about the Chutin Dachin, these are the Chutin Dachin. Look to the mother weiter. Oma Rav Kahane v'yiteime Rav Yehuda. Kamsho Talmi Havu. There are five krumim, these are membranes. Tlosso Mishim Tarbe. Here, three of them are also al Chelev. He was speaking about a Chelev Gereite. The three Mishim Dome. And the two are also al-dam. And if you have to touch them, the tachli, the krum that covers the tchel, the kafli, the krum of the masnayim, for the kolisa, and the krum of the kuya of the kidney, which in talbi. The Beye or the Maitra Mishim Dama. But there's a Krum that is covering the Beye Hazocha. There's a Krum that's covering the Maya. So this is also out Dam. Let us see that, and then we'll see the Tmunei Chayil to see the pictures he has on this Indian. This was the Rashi. The Rashi, the Beyin Shal Zohar, the Maitra Shal Maya. Z זאת הגמרא ביתר, רב יהודה בר ישעיה, אבי קוקולת לא איתך לו, he was taking off the krum over the trail, ללוי ברגע רחונה באחיה. אבי קוין לי מאילוי. Now the trail has a thick chalek and a thin chalek. That's the trail. So he took off the fat only, which is over the thick chalek. This membrane of fat he took off over the thick chalek. Over the thin chalek, he didn't take it off. He left the fat over there. On my leg, so Levi told him, he told Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yishaya, could they say, you should take off the whole fat, you take off a halba maisi, you take off only half the fat. So his father passed by, the father of Levi, Rabbuna Bachir, asked him, he found him, Omalei hochi oma avua du imach mishim dara, your grandfather, my sir, he said the same rap, Omonai Rabbi Yirmiya Barabe, Loi otro teira elo shal hadad beva. That the chayle, that otro mina teira is only on the dad, and the dad is the chayle ka'ov, that's the chayle ka'ov of the trail, that chayle is otro mina teira. The chayle is otro period. But the chaylev and the thin chaylev of the trail, that chaylev is mutter. So what are you telling me to take off all the fat? A good kitah. What is he Rashi? Chus beitvei, goy hoya teufoi, ela begoyvoi. He was only chaylev, the chaylev, begoyvoi, in the higher part, the mokem ovyoi, where it fit, shehu mechubar sham lekeret. The trail is mechubar to the keret, or the chaylev, into the chaylev of the keret. But Amalei, then he told them, "Kloiferet ad mata." He told them, "You should be chaylev till the bottom of the trail." Now, I just like to mention one thing. We mentioned yesterday, the Hemet Shaila, but the Hemet Shaila says as follows, it's Shabbai, the Tmunei Chayil, in 112, page 112, brings down a picture of the Chayil, how it's attached to the carrot. There's a chalik of the trail is attached to the, here's a trail, and the trail is attached to the carrot. This is attached to the carrot. And Rashi says that the thick chalik is attached. Shumachubar sham lekeret. He only took off the chaylev that mechubar to the keret, ula chaylev, va'amalei, it's mechubar to the keret and the chaylev on the keret. Va'amalei, klei farei that mat, he told him, you should be chaylev the whole, you should be chaylev the whole chayl, and then, that was the shakl of Italia. Now, I saw in Hemet Shaila, he says as follows, and the truth is, Mr. Gimel HaMadalef and the Hemet Shaila and the truth is, the Pasuk says, V'hikriv mizevach ha-shlomim isha la-shem, has a-chelev ha-machakas ha-keret, v'eis kol ha-chelev asher al ha-keret. So there are two chalovim, which we have to be master on the mizbeach, and these two chalovim are also in a taira. It's es achaylev amachata es akeret, ves kol achaylev asher al akeret. So Das war gut. Achelem Asher Allah Kerem ist der Chelem des Ande Kerem. Das ist der Chelem Allah Kerem, not Machatas Kerem. Machatas Kerem ist like a sack moment, but the Chelem Ande Kerem ist der Chelem Allah Kerem. We darshan Kol Achelem, from the Kol we darshan Hadobut Lechelem Allah Kerem, Vahainu Dat Hatchel. And that's what we are speaking about now. The thick chalik of the trail, there is a layer of fat which is double to the chalik shalakarev. And from kola chalik, asher alakarev, the kola is mama that was double to the chalik shalakarev. In the beginning of the passage, it says, as a chalik, as a machasa shakarev. And this is a fact. Then there's a vav, even the Rashi in Hebrew. There's a vav, so it's mitzvah Hashem Yisro Hashem as a chalev hamechata sekerev vit. The vav is malve. So the vav is malve. That's what we learned yesterday. It's malve the hemsis and the beit hakoyis. The chalev and the hemsis and beit hakoyis is double to the chalev hamechata sekerev. So that is awesome. That is awesome. But it's very interesting. So there's two Yisurim, the Chalev on the Kerev, which is Chalev on the Kerev, and the Chalev on the Trail, that's double, so that Chalev is also because it's double. There's Chalev on Mechasa the Kerev, which is Mechasa the Dakim and a whole bunch of other things, and to that Chalev is double the Chalev on the Hemsis on the Beit HaKadosh. That's also double. It is Mavayah, but something that's doubled to that chalev, to the chalev of the hemsis, or it's doubled to the chalev of the chayl, to that mutter. Because the essence of this chalev, mitzadatn is a mutter to the chalev. The whole issue is because it's doubled to another to the chalev. So that's it. So that chalev is also, and the rest is mutter. So the kitzah, that's what he told them. He told them, Yazidah said, what is it? Some Achma. He said, the whole Easter is, Lein Osra Teira El Shaladad Dovat, and Rashi says, Krum Shalmokim Ovyei, the Krum that's Amokim Ovyei, that's double to the Keres, that's it. Weiter, there's no Isra. Like the Gemara, Eini, Vooma, Rav Amnune, Tone, you learned a baraita, krum sha'ala kul osra vein chayovan olo. You learned a baraita that the krum and the kul is also, hey, he doi. Ilay mishala da'at, if he's talking about the krum that's on the thick chalik of the trail, am I in chayovan olo? Why in chayovan olo? That's a chayovan baraita that we learn out from the trail. The kol is malbe, the chalev ala kol. Ela bikulei. So al kochach, if the baraita says that it's also me the rabbonim, so that's talking about the rest of the membrane which is on the kol, and that's also me the rabbonim. So what are you telling me from Yisrael that? And he says it's mutter, fakel, the baraita says it's also mit rabbona. Amalei, itanya, tanya. Sorry, if it's such a baraita, then I won't disagree with you. Gufe, oma rav amnune, tone we learned, krum sha'ala tchel osa, ben chayoven olo. Krum shal gabi kuya osa, ben chayoven olo. So the krum shagabi kuya, we saw a picture in the Tmanechel, there's a krum shagabi kuya, that's awesome, the Rabbonan, saying chayovanolo. Right, the Gemara vasanya chayovanolo, we learned a baraita on both of them, that the krum shagabi kuya yachaya, and the krum shagabi kuya yachaya chaya. The Gemara answers, chayl a chayl loikas. Kol atchol is no kasha, or keneged hadad. The krum that's keneged hadad, that's in the mokim, the thick place of the trail. So that is also minatayra, that's a yavamola. That was not connected to that. That is only Osa Midrabona. Kuya kuya nami loitashe, obi lo, obi tato. There are these things seen in the Tmune Chayu. Below that there are two, the 72 and 77, that's the Trum Ilor, which is attached to the Chayla of the Araisa, so that's Osa Midrabona. And the Tato from page 102, there he brings down the Krum Tato of the Kuya, that is only Osa Midrabona. Look to Gemara weiter. Bei Chashilto. Bei Zohar Hamburim Begufoi. What does that mean? What does it mean to Rashi? Yilo Achele Mame Yisala Kloyus Yisala Krum Dak Vuh Chele Goma. That's Chele Goma. That's all the Krum that the Mame says covers the Kuhi. That's also me the Rabot. Bei Zohar Hamburim Begufoi. Now, before we take Shad and Rashi, the easiest shot in the Gemara Vachter is the way the Ritva says. The Ritva says as follows. We're speaking about Dayan Shenekru Ktat. The Dayan was measured, the Dayan is attached to the roof. To chutim that hold up the bayah, nekruksat. So a little of them were nekar. So the whole chibur to the group was the nitzat, was nekruksat. The ma'uvim ksat, but it's still slightly attached. Vishaloi nekru legamri. That means it wasn't nekar legamri. It was nekar ksat. That's how the Ritva learns, and let's learn like the Ritva, which I think could be Pesach also learns like this. And then the Gemara will be Gevaldik Yishmat. So it was Nekru Ktat. So now the Shaila is, if when you shech the behemoth, will these Bayim become Mutter, are you very Shrike? Because could be into Nekar Tzach, it's like we had before an Eber HaMedudu, that Minatayre, it's into still Mechubar Tzach to the Guf, so it's Minatayre, it's Mutter, it's not called an Eber Minachai. Midarabonam, there's a Mitzvah's price that you shouldn't eat it, because since there's no Hibur Gomel, so it's Midarabonam, the sweet does not matter. So according to the Ritva, our Gemara is more than Pesach. This is the same thing. This will be a very understandable pshat. That's very Hashilta. Rav Ami v'Ravasi. Chad Osa v'Chad Shori. One said it's Osa and one said it's Mut. And we're speaking about if the Shita is Matar these days. Manda Osa v'Deloi Kabarian. Since they will never be capable of getting healthy again, that means the damage that was done through the data, the nitzikul tzat min achutim, it will never be able to grow back again. It's hani eva min achai minu. So it's eva min achai. It's eva min achai. Look at what Taisu says. Mida loika barien hani eva min achai minu. So Taisa says, Minatay will have a Eve Minachai, given to Mechaborim, Hei Meyat. Lamaisa, there is a small attachment. Hei Nitzorim Bishchite, Kei Borim Hamadul Dolim. Vein Bem Elamitzvah's place, Bovat, Kidom Epez, Beim Amakasha. So Fakel, so that what the Gemara says, Eve Minachai, means Midarabon is the din of Eve Minachai. Man Dishorim, the one that says that it's Mutter, is midak loyko mesarchon, since we see it doesn't become nifra, hanichiyus is bu. So that's called the rezachiyus. That means it's the chi is coming from the goof. So that is better than an eva hamedudu by choice. It's better than eva minadudu. The idok, so the one who also He says, it's not right at this chiyuv. I don't like a mesachem, like a shalit bo'avira, because there's no other that's shalit on this day. It's not exposed to the air, so that's why it doesn't become nisrach. But lemaite, there's no chiyuv. Ve'idach, I don't like bariyam, kechishusu denoket lo. The reason it doesn't rejuvenate is the lemaite, that what was Mecca that created a creatures in the bay, so the mice it can't heal itself completely. It became nikras, but I'll kapon him. But there's chia, so it's better than an eva medusa. This is lachayz pshad according to the Ritva. This lachayz could be pshad according to Taisus and the Big about the Kuf. Now let's go back to the lesson of Rashi. Rashi says, Bei Hashuta, Bei Zocha, Hameurim Begufos. They're attached to the goof. So the lesson of Rashi is very unclear. What's the type Hameurim Begufos? But the Father Shiakiv wants to say that this is speaking about that these bayim were completely detached, and they're not in the kiss. Somehow they got back to the masnayim, and somehow they attached themselves to the masnayim. But they're not in kaima. They're not in kaima at all. They were cut off. They were neka, the gamri, and the ma'urim, the gufoi. So he says, that's the type. He wants to say, Rashi should have said, what's the case? So he says, Rashi, Be'ezok, Amorim, the Gufis, what's the case? So he says, Rashi learned, Hashiloso, Zoloshin, Anachsholim, Achrecho. Says by the Onim, Shepotom, Ha'onom, Lechut, Ve'enom, Bimkoimo. That's the Taish Nechsholim. So Memele Chashiloso means also the same thing. It's not Bim Kaima. Lamaise, it is now got Mechuba to the goof. It went back into the goof with Mechuba to the goof. And Me'urim the goofoi. So he says, could be to the one who asked could hold that this is also Minatayre. That's the way Taish says. It's worse than an Eva Medudu. A neighbor medudu is bin kaima, so that's cool. So it's not that the chibur is nechla, so that's called it's not called a neighbor minachai. Had also mishameidu minachai. The avol gav the tolu day. He wants to say what it means. It's totally bay in the goof. It's not totally, it's not in kaima. It's a kichatuchen dummy. So here it's worse than it's an eva minachai minachai. That's how Tzadik Yaakov wants to say. There's another type in Beya Hashiloso. Kloima, the Benegashim says, Beyim Hamu'uchem. They're mesh. K'may moh v'kotsu. V'ayma shechoshet k'mishin etulim v'ayma. So I got the mechubo take, but since it's moh, and the bingam rashi and brokers also says this type, that chashilosa means moh, and rashi bingam agamor rebei chashilosa. So these are the three pshotim and Bei Hashiloso, the easy stuff would be the Ritva, that a chalik of the Chibur was Mecca, but it's still Mechubur, it's a Pshat Chibur. And it's mamish like an Eva Medulgum, could be that's how Taisi also learned. And then we hear that the Zakim says in Rashi, that it's Shaloi Bim Kaima, it was Mecca in the Kis, it's Mechubur to the Psalm. Then we hear the Rabbeinu Gershom and Rashi and Brochus that it's Me'uchim, that's the type of Chashiloso. It's the Gemara weiter. אמלה רב יוחנן לרב שמן ברבי, אני בייך השילוסו שרי, ויפסקן ומיקרן דין את מותר. ואת לא יסייכו משום ואופית הישתי ועצמך. אז ואופית הישתי ועצמך היו שונות. So, but that, Rashi says, our teacher's Rabbi Yochanan was an Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shemen Barabba seems he came from Bogor. So, our teacher's Eretz Yimecho, Minig Mekemecho, Sha'ata Mibogor. Vishom Noigim Ba'isu, Ve'if Mekibo Ravami Ve'Ravashi, there's a Machloika, so in Bogor they were Noigisa. So, you should need it. Ask. Now, he told them in Eretz Yisrael we should need it because since it's Daitei Lachza, from a male you have to hold the Chumris of the Mokim Shiyotamisham. When you go back, since that's the minute I'm okay. Look at the Gemara Baita. Om Alei Rabbi Yochanan, yeah. Om Amar Barabashi, Hami Beyi Vigadye, the Beyim of Agdi. Tarashi says, Hami Beyi Vigadye, Rashi says, Gadya Lavdaka. Now the Shaila is, if Rashi means the Tumor Bahima Gadya, the Rambam says, a Gdi or a Tle, the Bais says, could be these Tlolem are only by Bahima Daka, not by Bahima Gadya. Oma Maba Ravashi, Hani Beyi the Gadya, Ad Tlosin Yoimen, till 30 days, the first 30 days, when the Gdi is born, Shayin Beloy Klika. So we had learned before that there's a room that's surrounding the Bayah, and that room is also of Dam. So the Dam first gets into the room after 30 days. Still 30 days, there's no Dam in the room. So Mamela, you don't have to be Kailas, the room, and you can eat the things you can eat. In the 30 days, if he shat the behemoth, you don't have to make malicha say on the krum and say on the bay, because there's no dam whatsoever. Atlos and yoimim shayim below klipa. You eat it without klipa. Mitan veila, after 30 days. So now it depends. E azron asir. If zera came into the bay already, so then the zikha dam and the klipa ready, because zera came into the bayah, so there's already dam and the klipa. That's urim. Ulay azron shari. But if zera after 30 days, a zera as yet did not come into the bayah, kamamela, so then there's no dam yet in the klipa, and the last is the klipa. Let the Gemara Menoya Dina. So how do you know? So Lachera the Kasha is, after 30 days, how do you know if Zera came into the bay or not? We're talking about if the Klipa is also of Zan, Menoya Dina. So the Gemara says, he eats Bushurai Ki Sumki, if it has red chutin, Asiran. So then we see that the Kalacheret is red chutim on the klipe, on the krum of the beye. So that's a raya that is dam. It's a raya that zera came into the beye. Then they look and then you need klipe. Less bu shiraiki sumki shari. But if there's no shiraiki sumki, there's no red chutim, there's mut. Let it see Rashi. Rashi, Ani Beye de Gadye at Los Yoimin Mishenoila, from when I was born. Shayim Beloy Klipa Sakrum. It's Mutta without Klipa Sakrum. Bakati Vainotish Domei Livla Deivod. It's not enough dam. And the Gdi, that it should be Nivla Deivod. So the first 30 days is no dam. Gadje Labdafke, that you say, was an other animal. As long, Yesh Ben Zera, Asilim, the Bidua Shi Yesh Dam. If the Zera and the Beya, it is a raya that is that. So, I'd like to mention a Rajbe. Rajbe says as follows. The Rajbe says that the Gemara gives a simen, the Gemara says, until 30 days it's a mutter. After 30 days, so then it's called the Sharai to the Sumti. So he says, what if the Sharaika de Sumki in the 30 days, in the first 30 days? You see Sharaika de Sumki, what is the difference? So he says, that's Mutta, as they say from the Gemara, because the Gemara says, it's only also after 30 days, it's also, if Zera came into the Bay, and how do you know Zera came into the Bay, but Sharaika de Sumki, but why is it still 30 days? It's Mutta. So what's Shad with the Sharaika de Sumki? So he says, the lav dam, the sharaike, the sumke is not dam, el teldeis hachutin vileichosom shiadum. It's a red chut, and it's a leiches there that's red, but it's not dam. So if it's not dam, so it's mutter. That's what the Rashba says. So I had one ore, maybe ke'enze, I started to tell a shaki there. So lochayre, so it comes out like this. We're talking about the shechted bagdi after 30 days. So now we have problems. The problems, is it mutter, is it also? So he says, no, we buy it. Let's see if it's sharai to the sumke. So if you see sharai, if lemaisa is such a concept that the shaykh sharai to the sumke before 30 days, and the sharai to the sumke is mutter. So after 30 days, I see sharai to the sumke. So what's the raya that it's also? Could be in the 30 days, this is the sharaika, the sumke, that was there before the 30 days, and it remained. How do you, what kind of a simen is it? But this I didn't understand, and I saw that the Tiferes Yaakov is Moira and Rashi. So, l'chayre, you could say like this, that after 30 days, if you see sharaika, the sumke, so it's also misotic. Al-Kaponim, now I don't know, could be from before, the business had it now, in the 30 days, there's no suffix, after the 30 days, Al-Kaponim, now you have a suffix, so be also me suffix. But Rashi says, as Ron, yesh bam zera asurim, de biyodua sheyesh dam. And the Gemara says, how do you know? The Gemara says, sharai ked esumki. So the Gemara seems to be saying, I know clearly, that there was dam. So, I don't know how this works. Yeah. Look to Gemara Vaita. Umzi Beyi Umizriki Pligi Bo Ravache Ravine. By Umzi means, the Gemara says later, Umtze da'atmik, that means this is a piece of meat that could be the behemo was bruised b'chayel, and it's very bloody. That's umtze. Bei umizriki, and this is the bei b'zochel, umizriki, these are, it seems, types of the chutim shebetzavo, which you have to know exactly which chutim they are, which are, so this is the chutei atzava bridin, these are type of veins. Pligi bo ravache v'ravine. So now the Gemara says, whenever there's a machlokes, b'chol atei rekure, ravine lekure, ravache lechum. We have such a machlokes, pligi bo ravache ravine, shishino ravine is the meikol, ravache is the machma, we pass on like Rabina the Michael. Levar mehani plat,
we'll see, we can have our machlekes by these three things, by umti, bei, and mizriki. In this case, Rav Acher is the Meikel, and Rabin is the Machna. We pass from Kabach Lekul. Now we're going to say, without we don't know the Machloike. Now the Gemara can explain the Machloike. Unte the Asmik. The Bosa got red. There's a lot of dam in the Bosa. So the din is chotcha umolcha, if you make incisions in the basa, and you may lay at the basa, afilu l'kdeira nami shapildam. And then you can cook it, it's no problem. The melach will excrete the dam, and then it's mutter. Talya nami bishpude, if you'll be toile the umtze in the shpud, so the blood will run out, the ash, you put it in the tunnel, so the ash on the bottom will draw out the blood. Agumri, what if you put it on coals? That means it's not over an ash, it's resting on coals. It's pligi bo rab ache verabine. Here there's a machlekes rab ache verabine. Chad Oma Mishav Shivile. One man the Oma says that it will extract the blood. Chad Oma Mitzvah Tzomtzile. That since it's lying on the coals, so it will not draw out the blood, it will shrink the area that has the blood in it, and faker, so tosa. V'chein Bei, v'chein Mizriki. The same aloch is by Bayim, the same aloch is by Mizriki. The Mamela, these are the three machloikis in cases, umse da'asmik, Bayi, and Mizriki, if you put it agumri. So this is the three machloikis in it. And we paskin here, so it comes out, Rabacha was the Meikul, and we paskin like Rabacha Lekula. Zot Rashi. Umtzebe Mizriki Lakami Meforish Pluktayim, what the Machlekes is. Bechola Teire Kule Rabachel Rabina Chada Mahochi Bachada Mahochi, Bekulu Ahu de Meikel Rabine, Bohu de Lechumre Rabache. The Asmek, it's Shem Zeming Gad Kadari Bet. Chotcho Chatiche Sarba, you make a lot of slits in it. Chotcho Mocha, then you're allowed to cook it because I can assume that all the blood was drawn out. Toya bishpuda b'seichatana. Litzlois b'leichot chomocha. So yesterday we learned that Taisus metada to say that Rashi means b'leichot chomocha means only chotcha alone. But many Rishonim learn pshat in Rashi, not like Taisus. And Rashi holds that by Tzli you don't need anything. And that's the Pashtus Lashon of the Gemara also. The Gemara says, Nidchotcha molcha l'kdeire. But if you put it on a shvud, you put it on the shvud, so then it's b'leichotcha molcha, that's Rashi Shita, that you don't need anything. Tzli alone is sufficient. Elo k'dei melichas Tzli Dava Mu'at. Let us just say for 1 minute that this is Rashi's Ashite, Taisvis, and Ketzat, Toilon, Eskan Rashi. That means like this, there's a certain shear of melach that has to, when you want to salt meat, there's a certain shear of melach to put on it, and you leave it there a certain amount of time to draw out the blood. That Rashi says, by Tzli, you do not need so much melach, but you do need a small amount of melach that Nachmevshat is the amount of melach that is used for tzli, that means to be matim the tzli. So that amount of salt you have to put on it. So Taisus doesn't understand that. if Kli is sufficient, so let the Kli be sufficient. If you need Melech, this Melech is Tamadagonish. I mean, what places doesn't understand the Pshara? And in Shulchan Aruch in Yedidei, the Gemara says in Simenayim Bov, Siv Beis, V'yesh Oimrim B'tzorich Gam Ken Tzas Melicha Atchile, that that you should salt it before you start roasting it. Aminig, that's Rashi Shita, this is Rashi Bayos and Rashi in Ketzer Toilam. Aminig L'molchay Ktas, Kasher Nitchav B'Shput, as soon as you put it on the Shput, you pour a small amount of salt. V'tzoyle Miyad, and you start roasting it right away. Koydem Shi Yismalei HaMelach Dam. That means, if you're going to wait that the melach will draw out the dam from the tzli, so then it's too late already. Then the eish will not help. The eish is shoyev, only the dam from the basa. If it's nivla already in the melach, so it's bitter. So you have a melach that has a bli of dam, which is also, and that the eish will not be misaken. So it's a mod nizach, what you do. So you put a little salt and then you put it directly on the eish. Would seem that somehow this small amount of salt perhaps softens the meat that the eish should be capable of being shoyev to dam.